Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hello and welcome to Share Talk. Today I'm joined by Ian Williams, who is Chairman and CEO of Charteris Treasury Portfolio Managers. How are you today, Ian?
I'm fine, thank you. And yourself?
I'm doing okay. Bit of a mouthful for me introducing you, but hopefully the rest of the interview will be rather more straightforward. It's been a good time for Charteris and for precious metals. What have been the highlights in the near term for you?
Well, I think, you know, some time ago we took a view that we were at the early stages of a major bull market in commodities, all commodities, led by gold. And as a result, we sort of set up our funds to have quite a large exposure. So obviously the gold fund has got an exposure anyway. But in our UK equity fund, we've got a lot of the base metal miners in. And in Terry Farrow's Charteris Global Macro Fund, that's got a lot of exposure to commodities. And basically, the bet's paid off already in quite a big way, because all our funds were, like our UK equity funds, top of the equity income sector over 5 years. But we think it's just, we don't think this is just a 1 or 2 year spike. We think this is the start of a multi-year, quite large bull market in commodities. So we're just sticking with the bet. Expecting to see much further upside in a lot of the raw materials.
I mean, just to pick you up on that, is it the case that, I mean, being sort of cynical and being curious at the same time, given the backdrop, precious metals, gold should have been soaring, and you know, it hasn't actually been the great takeoff that maybe one would have expected, okay, given the background and the pumping of money, QE. Okay. Even more trillions going into the economies after COVID. Is that something you would agree with?
Well, very often the market gets ahead of the game. As the old adage, it's always better to travel than to arrive sometimes. And what you tend to see, I mean, I agree with you that the root cause of all this bull market, inflation in copper and whatever, wheat, everything you look, wherever you get these big bursts of money printing by the central banks, gold is always the first mover. Other central banks move in by gold. So gold moved first. And what happened is gold moved up so much and the other commodities didn't really move. So if you look at the ratio between the sort of gold oil ratio, the gold copper ratio, or the gold silver ratio, gold is actually been showing up as a bit expensive relative to these others because it moved first and the others didn't move. So at the moment, there's probably more money to be made in the catch-up trade. Then when these other metals like copper and the gold-copper ratios come down to more normal levels and the money printed still continues, then we expect that rotation will switch back into gold again, and that'll start to take up its role as leader. But in the meantime, there's a lot more money, we think, to be made in things like silver and copper than there is in gold.
Right. And the other question is, which may be the $64,000 question, how much, what's more important to the price of these commodities? Is it the money printing or is it actual physical demand? And can they only go up, really rocket, if you have both at the same time?
Well, one tends to cause the other. The root cause of all this is gargantuan money printing, which devalues the paper money that's in existence. And so the commodity prices react to hold their value in real terms. Superimposed on that, you've had a bit of COVID-related restrictions in the supply of some of these commodities. Like, for example, in Latin America, a lot of the mines were shut down for a few weeks because of COVID, and you've had COVID dislocations on supply all over the world. So you've had two forces at work. But if you hadn't have had the COVID, and you could argue if you didn't have the COVID, you wouldn't have had as much money printed. But if you didn't have the COVID-related supply problems, you'd still have had big rises in commodities because of the money printing. So the money printing is the big elephant in the room.
Right, apart from obviously looking at your particular offering, Charteris, Is it the case that there is it's better to invest in the larger producing mining companies, let's say, or the smaller, you know, gold nugget, you know, a gold nugget company in Paraguay? I mean, is it do you have better leverage in the small area or in the larger cap?
Okay. Well, up until 6 months ago, our fund, Gold Fund and Precious Metals Fund, was almost exclusively in mid caps. So we don't buy the giant ones like Barrick because we don't like them. But we never really got into the small space either. We tended to steer almost exclusively to sort of mid-cap, which is $500 million Canadian to $3 billion market cap. However, 6 months ago, we took a view that because of the way gold had gone up so much and that silver hadn't really participated, so the next stage of the game was silver at some stage has got to not only have a catch-up but possibly an overtake. So we started to look at some of these $100 million market cap silver minnows, and they carry quite a bit of risk, obviously, because they're fledgling companies. They're not as safe as the big companies. So we just put 1% of the fund into about 15, 20 of these stocks, which is a new departure for us because we never really buy these things. And so we diversified, although they're more risky than the bigger ones, we diversified the risk by buying lots of small ones rather than trying to be clever and try and home in on one or two and take big stakes in them. Over the last, since silver, you know, it's all started to pan out. So since silver's now started to massively outperform gold, the outperformance of these little silver stocks over your traditional gold shares over the last sort of, you know, few months has been stunning. So, yeah, but even so, yeah, okay. So it's worked, but we just think this is round one. We think this potentially goes on much further. There's much more juice in this particular lemon to be squeezed out, we think. So we think this is just silver and copper are the two assets we think are going to do best in the current environment. It's not to say we're bearish on gold. We think gold's going to go up, but we think silver and copper are going to go up more, especially silver.
Right, so our friends at Reddit and the GameStop Brigade and all the punters, they were on the right track with silver, even if their timing may be slightly off.
Exactly, and their method would be off as well. I mean, the difference between silver and GameStop and silver shares and GameStop is that GameStop is an overvalued company that's probably going to go bust, whereas a lot of these silver mines, relative to the silver price, are the cheapest they've ever been. So you're buying good quality earnings. I mean, the average silver mine produces silver at about $12 an ounce, and they sell it at $25, $28 an ounce, or whatever the price is. So they're making huge amounts of money. They've never made the record level of profitability. It is almost unparalleled. So you can't compare the two. One's got really good fundamentals and cheap undervalued assets. And GameStop is something that you wouldn't want to buy other than just a technical short squeeze ramp that's gone on. But you wouldn't want to be left holding the baby in GameStop. Whereas if you get left holding the baby in some silver mines, it's no problem. You just sit there and hold it.
Okay, well, we'll see how all that pans out. But in the meantime, Ian Williams, Chairman, CEO, Charteris Treasury Portfolio Managers, thank you very much indeed.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.